Now you can subscribe to Bob Enyart's monthly Bible study DVDs. These verse-by-verse Bible study videos are great for family Bible study or even starting your own neighborhood Bible study. Each month, you get 4 or 5 Bible study sessions on 2 DVDs. You can subscribe by calling 1-800-8-ENYART or online at kgovstore.com. That's kgovstore.com.
Romney now more than ever, Romney now. Romney now more than ever, Romney now. Romney Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Romney Thursday. Wait a minute. Thursday, that's when Chief Justice John Roberts cast the deciding vote to uphold Romney Care. What? No, I didn't misspeak. I missang, but I didn't misspeak. Right? The U.S. Supreme Court has upheld Romney Care. That's a thorn by any other name will hurt as much. Come on, Romney Care, that's Obamacare. Romney, I know the conservative talking heads like Bobby Jindal, governor of what, Louisiana, said Romney is the answer. If Romney's the answer, what in the world is the question? Who is the greater of two evils running for president from the two major parties in 2012? Romney is the answer. The conservative talking heads are saying, well, Romney Care was okay because that was a state program. This is a federal program. Well, when Romney sent his advisors to the White House to help architect Obamacare, they were doing this for a federal program, not for a state program. They knew that. And when Mitt Romney personally negotiated with the federal government to get the federal government to fund Romney Care in Massachusetts, that's a federal program. When your tax dollars, your income tax dollars, are being used to pay for abortions in Boston, Massachusetts, that's a federal program. You know, conservative talking heads are basically just spin masters. That's it. Like George Will. George Will has a column out. And he says that the ruling on Thursday was a victory for conservatives. Conservatives won. Aren't you glad to hear you won? Hey, guys, we won. Obamacare is upheld. We've won. Yay. So it turns out, here's their reasoning. George Will wrote, conservatives won a substantial victory on Thursday. Now, how's that? Chief Justice John Roberts has served this cause. He improved our civic health by rekindling interest in what this expansion threatens, and that is limited government. And here's particularly how this has happened. George Will, and now all the conservative talking heads, all of them, from Hugh Hewitt, Sean Hannity, George Will, everybody will say the party line like they're all Democrats with strings being pulled like they're Chatty Cathy dolls. You pull the string and they all say, well, this limits the power of Congress to regulate commerce. Well, the Congress clause now cannot be used to blah, blah, blah. So George Will actually put this in writing. He said that this ruling, thanks to Chief Justice John Roberts, who broke with the alleged conservatives, who desperately tried to win him back because he was against it before he was for it. You know, John Roberts, he was against Obamacare before he was for it. He was against voting to uphold it before he was for it. And that's according to CBS News and others. He switched his vote. And like so many in politics, where right and wrong are not relevant, they'll vote against something for their public persona reputation, even though really they're for it. I mean, Republicans do that all the time. In fact, they'll vote both ways. The Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. They'll go both ways on the same issue, depending on what group they're talking to, and they'll vote both ways so that when they're talking to liberals, they could say they voted against it. When they're talking to conservatives, they say they voted for it, whatever the issue might be. So it's all a scam, and judges do the exact same thing. They do the exact same thing. So John Roberts, when he finds out that the law is going to be struck down, he switches his vote because he goes both ways, like Anderson Cooper. So let me see if I got this straight now. See if this makes sense. The greatest power grab in U.S. history over the private sector is a victory because it says the government can't regulate commerce. Isn't that just perfect? The greatest power grab in U.S. history over the private sector is a victory you're going to hear from Salem Radio and from all the Republican talking heads. It's a victory. John Roberts did a good thing because now we know that the government cannot regulate commerce. They can't do it. So the biggest grab to regulate commerce teaches us they can't do it. Boy, are these drug dealers taking their own products or what? They're on their own products. Okay, so that's with the U.S. Supreme Court upholding RomneyCare on Thursday, thanks to Chief Justice John Roberts, who we here at Bob and Yurt Live in 2005 strongly opposed and urged pro-family Christian leaders to oppose his nomination. They all supported it, even though he was known as a pro-abortion, radical, liberal, pro-aggressive homosexual agenda at the time. All that was known, still the pro-family movement all lobbied for him, except for the personhood-type leaders around the country who are able to spot wickedness because they don't support wickedness. When you support wickedness, it's hard to spot it. All right, now my producer's been trying to get a patient at a local hospital on the phone. On Saturday, a personhood volunteer was getting signatures at a grocery store, and he was assaulted by one of the beautiful people, apparently, someone who believes in free speech, diversity, tolerance. And so do we have Everett Stadig? Everett, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Howdy, Bob.
Everett, thank you for talking to us from your hospital room. First, how do you feel? How are you doing?
Well, I'm feeling very good, but it's going to be a long time of recuperation and therapy.
Well, what was the injury to you? What's happened to you before we get to the event itself?
The injury was a broken hip.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and that's why I had to get a ball put in my hip.
Oh, Everett, I'm very sorry to hear this. I know that you bicycle all over creation.
Yeah.
Could I ask you your age?
68.
68. Does that make you an official senior citizen?
Yeah.
Wow. That's an aggravating factor. You know, when somebody commits an assault, and just like if they assault like a handicapped person or if they assault a senior citizen, that's an additional egregious factor when it comes to sentencing for a crime. So, Everett, I'm sorry to hear this. Obviously, healing from a broken hip is quite an arduous process. Can you take us back to Saturday? You were volunteering for Colorado Right to Life and Personhood Colorado, getting signatures to get personhood on the ballot for the third time, round three.
Yeah.
And so where were you? What happened? Tell us the whole story.
Yeah, I was just riding my bike by King Soopers there, trying to get a few signatures as I was going by. I wasn't planning on staying there and getting signatures, just a few, because I have problems with my legs. I can't stand a long time. So I did ask one woman if she wanted to sign it, and she sounded like she was very interested. And I guess she went into the store and said that she had to do something and she would be right back out.
So she'd sign it on her way out. Now, Everett, when you say you've had problems standing for a long time, you used to stand for a really long time out under the sun at Mount Rushmore in South Dakota.
Yeah,
you were hired by the National Park Service as the Abraham Lincoln lookalike at Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, well, I had to be careful not to stand too long, just a few short period of time, every once in a while,
Well, if I were to guess from the time I know you were there and the photos I've seen of tourists with smiling kids posing next to you, you probably posed for thousands of photographs.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, once you were at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C., filming a short segment for a pro-life documentary, and there was just massive waves of tourists who wanted to see Abe Lincoln. You are the spitting image of our 16th president, and you've represented him well. Thank you for that, Everett, over the years.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. So, Everett, so a woman at the grocery store said she wants a sign. She'll be right out.
Yeah. And so while I was waiting for her to come out, I decided to get a few more signatures.
Yeah.
And this guy came by, and I asked him, would you sign the personhood signature? Same thing I tell everybody, and it would end abortion. And this guy got quite upset and yelled some swear words at me and walked away swearing. And he was really upset. And I told him something like, you can believe in Jesus and you can go to heaven.
Wow.
He tried to witness to him, you know.
Yeah.
And I thought that was the end of it.
And Everett, over the years, I've heard you witness to people any number of times at, you know, special events, at public events. And people might be able to tell from your demeanor on the phone. I mean, to hear you yell, I think if you yelled, somebody 10 feet away might hear you.
I'm kind of soft-spoken.
Yeah.
You know, am I talking loud enough now?
Oh, yeah, you're doing great. But you're soft-spoken.
Yeah.
And even though I think of you as bold and courageous as a lion, you also have such a gentle spirit.
Thanks.
So for thousands of people to come up to you at Mount Rushmore and be excited, and that's, you know, the weather up there gets tough in the tourist season. And, you know, for you to be such a good testimony for the federal government, the National Park Service, Mount Rushmore, for history, and you've done it all with a smile and with a pro-life button on for decades now.
Yeah.
So you've been a good testimony. So even though I was not there, I've been there, so to speak, on 100 occasions. So I know what you're like. So, okay. So he started cussing at you.
Yeah. And he walked away, and I thought that was the end of it. So I continued trying to get some signatures while I was waiting for this woman to come back. And he came back.
He came back. Was he alone?
No, he was with another woman.
He was with a woman.
Yeah, and he came back in about 10 or 15 seconds later. And he was still very upset, yelling and everything. He said, hey, you don't have a right to be here doing what you're doing. Mm. And so he grabbed my petition and violently shoved me to the ground.
Oh, no.
Which caused me to break a hip, you know.
Wow. Everett, I'm so sorry that this has happened to you.
Yeah.
So,
well, the Lord.
Well, the Bible says that if we are persecuted for righteousness' sake, that we're blessed. And it might not feel like a blessing at the time. And over the weeks and months of trying to recover from a broken hip, that's quite an ordeal.
Yeah. So he shoved me to the ground, and there was a whole bunch of people standing by. You know, it's a busy store, and I couldn't get up because I was hurt pretty bad. I realized there was something wrong. So I asked people standing there to call the police and to get the license number. And apparently somebody did get the license number.
Oh, that's so great. So this guy who assaulted you, I refer to these folks as the beautiful people. They're the pro-choice crowd. All over the country, if you go out and just hold a photo on a street corner that says, celebrate life with a picture of a baby, just the baby, like your one-year-old son or daughter. You will find migrating birds going down with the traffic. And by that, I mean a vulgar symbol. You'll find the international pro-choice symbol. People will be hateful, vulgar. They'll throw things at you. They'll throw things on you. They'll throw coffee on you. They'll burn your coat with cigarettes, lit cigarettes. We've had all these things happen. Ken and Joe Scott had acid thrown into their van. Acid.
Oh, yeah, it can be more serious than breaking a hip, I guess.
Well, I don't know. Yours is, when I go back in my mind, Al Garcia got hit by a car. Do you remember that? He's passed away.
Yeah.
But Al Garcia was at the Planned Parenthood, and he got hit by a car. We've had a woman
Leanne Dexter swerve her vehicle toward me and my son when he was in a stroller. I had him in a baby carriage, a stroller, and I had to horizontally swing the stroller out of the way so that her car wouldn't hit our son. And she got a ticket, by the way, and then the sheriff rescinded the ticket because we were pro-lifers. That happened in Arapahoe County with that homosexual sheriff who uses young boys, gets them addicted, re-addicted to crack and all that. But that's another story. Sheriff Sullivan. But Everett, people got his license plate. Now, what I heard was there was a fire truck, an ambulance, police cars, and a whole crowd around you. You caused quite a stir.
Yeah, two fire trucks, if I remember correctly. Yeah.
All right. So I'm glad there were people there to take care of you. The woman that was with the guy who assaulted you, did she do or say anything?
Well, she at first tried to calm him down and tell him not to swear so much. Yeah, and he didn't listen to her.
Oh, wow. So that's before he came back? Okay, yeah. So that's when they were initially walking by you.
Yeah.
Wow, so even the woman he was with had enough common sense to see how he was out of control.
Yeah.
Did she criticize you?
Oh, the woman?
Yeah.
No.
All right, so Everett, it sounds like because they have his license plate number that the police may investigate.
Well, yeah, I hope so. Yeah, I'm trying to get a hold of the police right now, but I'm having trouble getting hold of them. I want to correct the police report. They didn't put on the police report that I had broken my hip and I ended up getting surgery, so I want to let them know that.
All right, that's a very important update. Now, this happened on Saturday.
Yeah.
It's now Monday, July 2nd, 2012. Yeah. So you've seen the police report already. That's very good. Trying to get it corrected, updated is very important. Pro-lifers have learned to not take this stuff lying down. Pro-lifers have become very diligent about making sure people who assault them have to then pay the consequences.
Yep. Amen. And yeah, we don't have the spirit of fear, but boldness.
Amen.
Yeah.
All right. Everett, is there anything else you'd like to share?
No, not right now, Bob, but I'll keep you in touch if anything new develops, you know.
All right. Well, you're a dear friend. We appreciate you. Hey, Everett, you know what we were thinking about with you and your work over the years? Do you remember some years ago going to Kansas City, Missouri for the National Right to Life annual convention?
Oh, yeah.
And being in the hospitality suite run by Colorado Right to Life up on the 40th floor of the Hyatt. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. That was fun.
That was just great. I've seen some photos of you at that event in your full regalia as Abraham Lincoln and inviting people into the theater there on the 40th floor. There was a makeshift theater showing Focus on the Strategy. And I don't know if it was called Ford's Theater. I hope not. But but Everett, it seems like year in and year out, you're involved in the crucial events that have defined the personhood movement.
Well, yeah, thanks for saying that, Bob. Yeah.
Well, you're very welcome. Okay, talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks, Bob.
God
bless
you. All right. That is Everett Stadig, member of Colorado Right to Life. And Everett is quite a testimony. In fact, you could see photos of him on Colorado Right to Life's website. I think if you put /hospitality, there's other ways, of course, to find Everett. But that's one way. And I'd like to remind the audience about this event. This was a very significant time back in 2007. Now, remember, this was in June of 2007. Sometime that year, I'm not sure exactly when, Christy Burton came to Colorado Right to Life and asked, would they support a personhood amendment, an effort to end all abortion without exceptions? And Colorado Right to Life, unlike the previous, 27 years, when National Right to Life during that period succeeded in stopping every effort to get a right to life amendment at a state or a federal level. They opposed every effort, every leader who advocated the right to life for every innocent child. It's as though they should have changed their name, right? They shouldn't be National Right to Life when they actually opposed every effort to uphold the right to life of innocent children in the womb. They oppose that. Systematically, they oppose the effort to uphold the right to life of the unborn child. And so back in 2007, Christy Burton came forward and said, hey, we'd like to fight her and a Christian attorney in Colorado, young guy. We'd like to get signatures and put a personhood amendment on the ballot to say that the unborn child is a person. And then, of course, that person would have all the rights of a person. Colorado Right to Life had been taken over effectively by the personhood movement in 2007, earlier that year. And it was so interesting because when Christy came then to the board of Colorado Right to Life, to the president of the group, and asked for support, she was given a 100% green light. Not only will we support you, we'll take this on as our own project. We will be with you. We'll make this happen. With God's blessing, this will happen. We'll get on the ballot. And it was tough. Over 100,000 signatures were collected. And so National Right to Life didn't like this. And they didn't like the fact that Colorado Right to Life was exposing that the partial birth abortion ban was a fiasco that would not save a single human life. And we eventually got Dr. James Dobson to agree with us in writing that not one abortion would be canceled because of the 15-year effort to ban the partial birth abortion. All it did was require slightly different techniques for killing the same baby. The ruling explained in grotesque detail all the different ways you can kill the same baby. You just can't do it this way. You could do a 4-inch variation, just move the baby 4 inches different, then you could kill him the exact same way. And you could kill the baby all different kinds of ways. In fact, the court said all these other ways of killing the same baby are probably more painful for the baby. They're probably more painful, but you can do it all those ways. They're perfectly legal. So it didn't do anything to save the life of a single child. It was a 15-year fundraiser that brought in hundreds of millions of dollars. That's what it was. And it helped get elected a lot of pro-abortion politicians, because many pro-abortion politicians supported the partial birth abortion ban because it would have no effect. And so it confused millions of voters into thinking, well, look at that. So-and-so must be a pro-lifer. He must be a pro-lifer. Is Harry Reid a pro-lifer? What does he support, the partial birth abortion ban? So National Right to Life, being confronted publicly by Colorado Right to Life, voted to kick out Colorado Right to Life as a state affiliate. And that was known, that was expected. I was elected to go to Kansas City to testify before the national board on behalf of Colorado Right to Life. And we actually have an unauthorized recording of that testimony. It's only about, I don't know, 4 minutes or so. And we should air that. Why don't we air that? Maybe tomorrow we'll air that unauthorized recording of my testimony before the board. And you could see how I was apologizing and asking, please, please, please don't kick us out. Please, we'll be so nice. We'll never again criticize anything done to support any pro-abortion Republican. Please, please be nice to us. No, that's not what we did. We just blasted them for their compromise. They had already, it was 2 years earlier that they had supported John Roberts, who's a child killer, who just gave us Obamacare. Obamacare has been National Right to Life's number one fundraising effort in the last year to fight Obamacare, and their chief justice voted to uphold it, was the deciding vote. And this happens time and time again. I mean, Roe v. Wade was written by a Republican judge, Harry Blackmun, and passed by a Republican majority. And it's been upheld all these years since, for almost 40 years, by a Republican majority Supreme Court. And we're the ones who are politically naive. We at Colorado Right to Life, we're the ones who are politically naive. The pro-life movement had been taken over by lawyers and fundraisers and politicians, and they milked it for all it was worth. It was a cash cow for them. But the cow began to object. And so now there's a new day that dawned in the pro-life movement, and it's called personhood. So you got to go to coloradorighttolife.org/hospitality because there's, for immediate release, a press release from June 18, 2007. You'll see photographs of Abraham Lincoln, also known as Everett Stadig, at the event in full regalia. And it's a fun photo. Just the Hyatt and 40 floors above the National Right to Life Convention that was in the basement, Colorado Right to Life rents out like half of the penthouse floor with multiple suites all joined together and hosts just a lavish, wonderful hospitality suite for all the conventioneers at the National Right to Life event. And one day before, actually just 4 hours earlier, they voted to kick us out. They kicked us out. So we met hostility with hospitality. We provided for them shrimp cocktail, cheese, drinks, just wonderful. Fresh flowers, videos, documentaries. It was a lot of fun. And at that event, we convinced hundreds of National Right to Life leaders that their strategy of exceptions and child killing regulations was a failure, and we have to support personhood. And that's why 5 years later, personhood is gaining so much traction. God bless you guys.
Now you can subscribe to Bob Enyart's monthly Bible study DVDs. These verse-by-verse Bible study videos are great for family Bible study or even starting your own neighborhood Bible study. Each month, you get 4 or 5 Bible study sessions on 2 DVDs. You can subscribe by calling 1-800-8-ENYART or online at kgovstore.com. That's kgovstore.com.